Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, we are also on YouTube, so there is shows on YouTube as well. To make sure you follow us, just check us out on social media, Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio, and also on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. My goodness, we are everywhere. Thanks to the people that help us here. This is a kind of like a mostly family-oriented business here, and we have people that help us out, and thank you so much for the help. I also have a VA that works with me temporarily or on a part-time basis, and she's taken summer off to be with her kids. So I have to apologize to all of you because I seem to be a little behind with my response and my email. So I'm so sorry about that. And hopefully you can understand. And we are book solid. My goodness, we have so many shows. Some people, just like my guests right now, are very, very comfortable being live with us right now. And other people, they will like to have pre-recorded shows, which I'm totally okay with it. So we pre-record later on once all the editing is done. Each way is all good. Today is, my goodness, it's the 30th. So one more day and August is done. The summer is done and our kids are going back to school. Hey, did I say that aloud? Well, they are going back to school next week, Tuesday. In Montreal, they've already gone back to school in the States. That was last week. So really, I think they had quite a bit of time off. I'm exhausted. I did take a couple of weeks off, so if we had a couple of repeat shows, and that's all good. Some people wanted to hear the shows again. Don't forget, this show is recorded. So if you would like to hear it later on, you are welcome to play the play button that is on my social media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are all over the world. We have over 10,000 listeners worldwide and about 38 countries. And thank you to you, everyone. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. I need to applaud you because without your support, without you, this show could not be possible. And could not be possible also with my sponsor. We have quite a bit of sponsorship to this show, and I'm so grateful for all the sponsors. We have Nature Nova, we have also Alka Total Fitness, we have Business on a Box, and Mainster. So thank you so much, everyone, for sponsoring the show because you feel comfortable that your business will get mentioned here, and we will have the commercial played on later on, and we will have music play later on as well. And this is a radio show, so what is a radio show without music? So we have quite a bit of a submission throughout the world, basically, of MP3s. So if you're interested in having us playing your song, if you're a singer-songwriter, and if you would like to have that that little bit of an extra exposure that you normally wouldn't get on a regular radio station, hey, here you can. So send us your MP3. The email is very, very easy. radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca for Canada. We've been getting a lot of MP3, and today we'll be going to be playing quite a bit of selection. I don't mind playing your gospel, your jazz, your reggae, your opera. It doesn't really matter to me. It's all good. I think music is all fantastic. It's all phenomenal as long as it's PR rated. So there is exceptions to that rule. So continue on sending your MP3, and we are so happy to play your songs.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
So make sure you follow us on Twitter, everyone. We will be tweeting throughout the show, throughout the commercials. And if you would like to interact with my guests, you are so welcome to call in. The number is 347-996-3926. 347, not 647. 347-996-3926. You are welcome to say hello to my guests. Emma, do I have a show prepared for you today? And you're probably looking at social media, and there is a radio button right now on Facebook for us right now, and perhaps common. You're wondering, Mr. Romantic, what is that all about? Well, you are in for a surprise, because we've had a variety of topics, and that's one of the themes of the Lizzie T Show. I don't concentrate just on one thing. I love to talk about different topics, different subjects, and today is not the exception. We were going to be talking to Mr. Romantic, and I'm so, so excited, because we do need more romanticism in our lives, especially for us women. But you know what, guys? I am not the expert. I will invite Mr. Romantic to talk about how he got started, what made him do this CD, and I will give you a little bit of a teaser. I was listening to some of his MP3, and I have to tell you, very, very surprising. So I am hoping that you enjoy, and I'll be right back with Mr.
I used to be just a lover, but you needed more affection. Call me Mr. Romantic. I'll be your selection. Listen to me and I'll make you feel like he can't. Press play and relax. Just give me a chance.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Wow. What do you think about that? Again, to interact with us, the number to call is 347-996-3926. You know how I love interaction. And without further ado, let's bring Mr. Romantic up and on, and let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Mr. Romantic, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Lizzie. I am fantastic, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show and talk to your listeners.
The honor and pleasure is all mine. I've been reading some of your articles. I've been following some of the stuff that you've been doing on YouTube and other interviews. And looks like you are becoming some of a celebrity. And good for you that this is taking off. And I'm very curious. I mean, there is so much different types of CDs like this, but nothing so specific. Can you tell us a little bit how you got started?
Well, how I got started was many years ago. In 1996, I was the first male phone sex operator in Canada. And I spoke to over 800 women across Canada, and I fulfilled all their fantasies just by voice alone. And they never saw my face. And then I had an article written about me by Valerie Gibson, who is the well-renowned sex and relationship expert that worked for the Toronto Sun. And she called me down and asked me if she can write an article, and she called it Press Play for Sexual Fantasy, of how a voice can fuel a fantasy. From then, I was on the Kiss 92.5 radio show with Mad Dog on Billy, and my stock started to rise, as they say. And then I decided I wanted to do something a little bit more, so I produced my first audio CD, and I called it The Bubble Bath. And The Bubble Bath is when a woman comes home from work, I had the champagne on ice, I bought her that favorite piece of lingerie, I wanted to make her feel like she was the most beautiful woman in the world, And I sold over 30,000 CDs of that tape back then.
Wow. This is incredible. Incredible that you started as an operator, and now you moved on. You got the eyes of a very famous, I've heard of her, I've seen it on TV, Valerie Gibson. And here you are creating an amazing, basically, this is your business. This is how you, your voice is your instrument, how to get women interested in what you do. And one thing that I find interesting, how do you know the intricates and details and what a woman wants? Because really, what a woman wants is most of the time women know how to do that. And men, we always find that they don't know what they're talking about, or they don't know what we need.
Well, there's a lot of romance that has been missed in this world today, and everyone has a lot of stress, and we all work, and we all are stuck in traffic, and, you know, by the time you get home, dinner is ready and you're tired. So what I think that most couples need to do is they need to stop and they need to enjoy themselves more. And, you know, there's romance and there's sensuality. And I think, like I mentioned, my CD, I wanted to make a woman feel that she was one of the most beautiful women in the world, and the same goes for a man. I mean, their partner should make the man feel the same way. And there's nothing wrong after dinner, you know, him or her having a nice hot massage or a glass of wine and listening to some beautiful soft music. I mean, romance is a beautiful thing. For me, I grew up in the beautiful city of Montreal, Canada, and I went to some of the most beautiful restaurants there and the nightclubs, and went downtown to Old Montreal where I saw the beautiful ambiance. And I saw people holding hands and kissing in the corner, and you don't see that anymore. Everywhere I go, I look at people, I see people, and there's nothing wrong with showing affection anytime, anywhere, any place. That means you can be in Starbucks, you can be in the bank, you can be in a shopping mall, you can be in a park. I show affection anywhere, anytime, any place.
This is a very good segue, because I'm originally from South America, and I find that in South America, Italy, and other places on the world, it is a lot easier, a lot more comfortable for you to show your affection. Do you find that Canadians, obviously not generalizing, but are they more uptight people that to show affection in public is a no-no?
They are, because like you, I've traveled the world. I went on a 15-day beautiful romantic Mediterranean cruise. I started off in Barcelona, Spain. I went to Italy, Rome, Venice, Croatia, Cannes, France. And when I was in Italy, I was having coffee at one of the shops, and people are holding hands, and they're kissing, and they're interacting, and they're more natural. Even when you go to the beaches there, you know, there's more open beaches than there are in a lot of other places. But yes, I would have to agree with that, and so did my guest, Valerie Gibson. I had her on my show a couple of weeks ago. I was so honored to have her come on after so many years, and she answered the same question by saying Canadians are a little bit uptight. I mean, I know a lot of women that won't make love without the lights closed. And I think, you know what, to see a beautiful body in front of you that you're about to desire is a beautiful thing. Or if you want to close the lights, light some candles and, you know, just make the ambiance a lot more sensual and sexual.
And I think that you have a lot to do with this, and you are definitely contributing. So those things change perhaps a little here in Canada. And I will have one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back, everyone.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6. Thornhill, ONL3T4S1, 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, hello, I'm back, and I am with Mr. Romantic. One thing that I love, I think I love a lot of everything about Mr. Romantic, but it's definitely the voice. The voice, and I think everybody, and that's one of the reasons that he is who he is, and he's doing what he's doing. So when did you discover that you had the voice to be doing stuff like that? Obviously, when you were an operator or somebody pointed out to you and said, you should be doing this instead of that.
Well, I was a radio disc jockey in Montreal many years ago, and I did shopping mall announcing in Toronto when I arrived here. And one funny story, if I may, I was announcing bread for $1.95 at one of the malls, and one woman was walking and walking. She comes and stops and said, I just heard a voice of God and I wanted to know where I can buy my bread.
That is phenomenal.
So that was really my start. And then I would be talking to an operator or somebody on the phone, and they wouldn't want to let me off the phone. And I said to myself, well, wait a second. And then one day I got a call from a gentleman who asked me if I wanted to do phone sex. And I said, well, that could be interesting. And I spoke to 800 women, and I got a chance to see and listen when I spoke with them what their fantasies were. And I love women. I always have. I found every woman is desirable in their own way, every woman, every shape, every size. So that's how it all started, just when I was a disc jockey. And I didn't want to be a disc jockey because I think that's a great profession, but I wanted to do something a little bit more unique. And what I didn't mention to you, if I may, Lizzie, we have a website. Yeah. www.mrromantic.ca. And what we're doing is we're creating a brand. So we have the Mr. Romantic caps. We have Mr. Romantic V-neck shirts. We have the Bubble Bass CD where people can listen to it for free for a minute. And then if they want to download it or they want to buy it, they can purchase that as well. And our team, I call our team Romantic, like you have your team, we have our team. And we're going to be doing the CD in many languages, for example, French, Italian, Spanish, and Greek to start.
That is phenomenal. And I can definitely, this taken off like wildfire. It is just crazy. And I think that a lot of women that are listening to us all over the world, they're probably listening to you and they're dying. Where can I get my CD? Where can I get my cap or my T-shirt? Definitely this CD. I think this CD is what got me hooked. And I guess, like we said earlier, we do a lot more romanticism in our life. Life the way it is so complex that we are so busy. We have kids, we have jobs, we have businesses, and we're caring for older parents, and you know, the list goes on. So something like this could definitely relax us, could definitely put us in a different mood, and be able to cope with the things that we have to cope on a daily life. If you're interested in speaking to my amazing, gorgeous voice guest, you could call us at 347-996-3926. You know, guys, I love interaction. I know it is summertime. You probably are having dinner out somewhere in the outdoor, enjoying the last days of the summer, but you still have some chance to call us in 347-996-3926. And I also have added the link of, you just mentioned the website, so I added the link to my social media. So right underneath the radio button, there is a romance. Go to the website and definitely order whatever it is that you need. And you gotta listen to the bubble bath little teaser there, because it's going to get you hooked. Mr. Romantic, one of the things that I love about your career, basically your business, that you're going to different parts of the world now. And how do you speak all those languages? Are you fluent in, obviously you are fluent in French because you are from Montreal, but what about all the language? Are you going to have some other people from different cultures, similar voice as you, to do the CD, or you're thinking of becoming fluent on all of those languages?
No, I'm going to be doing all the languages myself. I will enunciate every language. I am fluent in French, like you said, but when it comes to Italian, Spanish, Greek, I've traveled the world, so I've had a chance to interact with people of those countries. And also, as you know, in Montreal, there's a lot of Greek community, and the same in Toronto when it comes to Spanish and Italian. So every script will be mine. We started with the bubble bath. The next one will be massage and dinner. We'll have the picnic and the beach. So I'm getting a lot of listeners calling into my show, because I also have a show on Sunday night at 8 p.m., if I may mention that.
Absolutely.
It's an evening with Mr. Romance. It's on our Blog Talk station.
Yes, and I have listened to a little bit of what you have to offer. I will link those shows to our fan page as well, so take advantage of that. Yes, for sure.
The Valerie Gibson show was epic. I called her up and I said, Val, you did an article on me 20 years ago. Would you come on my show? And she goes, it would be my pleasure. And when you listen to Valerie Gibson, she's been on Dr. Phil, Geraldo, Maury, Primetime Live, NBC Today. It was an amazing show. And last week, we did a show on couples that were married for 30 and 40 years. And I always wanted to do a show on that, because my favorite movie is The Notebook. And I don't know if you've seen that movie, Lizzie.
Oh,
but
I love that. I have that movie. I own that movie. I love it.
You talk about romance, the way he fought for her to remember her children and the way they passed away in each other's arms. What is more romantic than that?
And you're so right. One thing I see in the future, and maybe you're already working on that, it's a book, because you already have so much information, so much background, so much research. I mean, you've talked to hundreds of women, and you know what they want. Is there a book on the way, on the works?
Well, there's not going to only be a book. I'm going to be reading for a couple of companies that approached our Team Romantic, because if you've read, you know, other brands like Harlequin, etc., we've contacted major companies in the United States, and we asked them, would you like Mr. Romantic to read for you? Who wouldn't like a night story from Mr. Romantic? But yes, we are in talks with major book companies and more. So wonderful things are happening with us, and we're very grateful for the opportunity. But this goes back, as I mentioned, to 1996. You know what I always say, Lizzie? Great ideas never die. They only stay on hold for 20 years.
I love that, and I think I'm going to be using that myself. Well, thank you so much, if you don't mind me quoting you, because it is
not
phenomenal.
At all. Thank you.
And one of the, you know, the book to me is a given, because you pretty much have done all the research. You probably have documented everything, and it's just got to put it on a piece of paper and sell it, because it's going to be definitely a bestseller. I will cut for
well,
a
romance.
More.
Romance is fun. I mean, you know, when you're sitting across your partner and having a nice candlelight dinner, and you look into each other's eyes, and, you know, you just want to kiss that person or hold their hand. I mean, you know, there has to be more in this world today.
Can be better than that. And to have you to talk to us or just to set the mood, I think it's just perfect. I will cut for a couple of words of my.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments, because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high-quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more.
And it's not Friday yet. Well, maybe it should be. Just kidding, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio. We're here with Mr. Romantic. My goodness, you need to hear this fellow. If you have just tuned in, if you're wondering, who does Lizzie have on the show today? Well, I have Mr. Romantic. And Mr. Romantic is just a revolutionary guy, which is doing an amazing work trying to bring romanticism to our lives. And as I said earlier, maybe try to get our Canadian culture to be less uptight and maybe mimic or take the example of some of the hot South American or even European cultures, where it's okay for us to have romanticism in our lives and hug and kiss and to be able to be okay with all that. I have the link of his website, because this is who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And he basically has responded to all of those amazing questions, CDs and promotion items and books on the way. My goodness. And this is great. And I'm so happy and fortunate and privileged and honored to have him on the show. And well, it looks like we are starting to run out of time. We still have a couple of more minutes. Please, don't be shy, guys. You know how I love interaction. The number to call us in is 347-996-3926. Love to hear from you. And Mr. Romantic, is Mr. Romantic married?
Mr. Romantic is not married, but Mr. Romantic has a beautiful, gorgeous, passionate Ms. Romantic.
Fantastic. So I think now that you know, or you basically have that experience of knowing what Mrs. Romantic wants, you can definitely share with the world. And one of the last questions I'd love to ask you, Mr. Romantic, is when you are when you're doing what you do, one of the things that I find interesting, do you get a lot of criticism, or perhaps, I don't want to use the word, maybe bad rap from the public, or, you know, out of everything that we do good, there's always somebody or something that finds that you're not doing or you're not saying the right thing. What would you respond to male haters and people that are not interested or they find that what you do is not the right thing? What would you say to that?
Honestly, when I first started this almost 20 years ago, that's when the negativity came out. And because I guess there wasn't any technology, no social media, no Facebook. These days that I've revised the bubble bath and brought back Mr. Romantic, I've had nothing but positive compliments, because I think men are also, I get a number of emails saying to me, how can I be more romantic with my partner? One funny story, if I may quickly, I was at a pool party a couple of weeks ago, and there was a number of women that were coming out of an older age home. They were 65, 75, 85, and the young men were in the swimming pool in their bathing suits, and you can see the look of the mature women. Their eyes started to light up, the passion in their eyes brought back their old, when they were younger. It was really, really beautiful to see. So passion will never die.
For you, and I'm so glad that you're getting not just emails and comments from women, but also from men wanting to know, how can I be a better romantic partner to my partner? And that is phenomenal, because if they're willing to learn and ask an expert, and I consider yourself an expert, hey, you're making a difference in different people's life a little bit at a time. And like I said earlier, if Canadians are too uptight, I think you're going to contribute to Canadians not being uptight in the next 20 years, perhaps. Hey, you never know. Mr. Romantic, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, giving us an amazing afternoon and evening here in Canada. Different parts of the world, it's a different time. And I wish you all the best. You're doing a phenomenal job, and I think you should be congratulated for, I mean, it's really bold what you do, but then again, it is very, very, I think all of us women can appreciate, so I need to applaud you for the wonderful work you're doing.
Lizzie, I want to thank you for having me on your show, and I want to congratulate you on all your success, and I wish you a beautiful, romantic evening.
Thank you so much, Ms. Romantic, and have a phenomenal day yourself. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was Mr. Romantic. Oh, what an amazing voice, and I love it. I love it. This was such a good show, and I think we should all listen to this again, get some tips. Obviously, just mostly go to his website and get all the Bubble Bus. I know you are going to so love it and enjoy. Continuing on with our show, we do have quite a bit of selection on our MP3s. You've been sending great amounts of MP3. Our inbox is bombarding right now. We played earlier, 80 Empire is a group right here from the Niagara Falls region, and the song was called Do It Again. Next up is Andra Falling, which is right here from Toronto as well, and she was nominated for an award, and I think she's the greatest. So let's support our singers from all over the world that can have that exposure, but here at the Lizzie T Show, we're definitely, definitely more than 150% supportive. Let's hear Andra Garden with the song Falling.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected, I'm disconnecting from the voices.
Diamond Young.
Every night I go searching, looking for a sign of your immortal shadow. I wish I'd see a sign, any sign would do. I just wanna know you're in a safer place now. Back to your old, healthy, happy self. And that you feel better somehow. I wish I could hear your voice
of vivid memory. Are you a fairy?
And that was Sorrento's, everyone. I hope you enjoy. Next up, it is Damon. I had Damon on the Lizzie T show about a month ago now. Very, very amazing young man. And all the way from the States. I can't remember the name of the state. But yeah, let's support our artist.
Diamond Young, born and raised in New Orleans. Diamond Young.
Today, I just wanna lay inside forever. With you by my side, always gets me high. Don't know if you know, you make me better. And I'm gonna love you. There's no one above you. Cause we don't need that. You and me, girl, I like that better.
Song is very romantic, actually perfect fit for the Mr. Romantic show. And on that theme, I also have another very romantic song from Dorian, She Loves Me. And I want to thank everyone for being part of this amazing network and for participating and for being interactive, although you didn't call today, but I guess it will be another day, another show where you are able to be more interactive. Just to let you know, we will be having a couple of repeat shows, one repeat show tomorrow, and then next have Esther Kiss, an amazing, amazing lady, knows everything about marketing, and I know that you want to hear that show. So I'll leave you with Dorian, She Loves Me. I hope you enjoy it.
Damn. There she stands, brighter than the morning sun. Her shape, her hair, her face is all amazing. And where she is, that's where I wanna be. Her kiss, her touch, her sweet smile. I never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you waltzed right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me. Reciting our vows of love, my joy, my heart, my all. You're still amazing, and every day you get prettier and prettier. My love, my friend, my sweet wife. Never knew that love would catch me until your arrow hit me and you danced right into my life. Whoa, she makes me want to walk straight line. Give love one more try. Heartbreak told me to never believe. Way back yonder used to love them and leave them, but now things have changed. Two kids, a house, and a golden ring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. Is that all? She loves me.
That was She Loves Me by Dorian Shawn. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And as I always say, don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. I'm your host and the producer of the
Lizzie T. Radio Show.